Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman, and this week we go back in our Bugle time machine to March 2017 and issue 4020 of this publication, entitled Gender War, where my sister Helen and her brother Andy celebrated International Women's Day.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Top story today, International Women's Day. IMDb has added an F rating so that you can see whether a film has any of the following: female director, female writer, or featuring significant women on screen in their own right. So if those are the films you want to see, you can check on IMDb by that tag. There are over 22,000 films already tagged with it.
But out of how many films?
F***ing loads. Probably that is about 2% of films. And then when you search for that tag, it comes up with the films that have been tagged for female frontal nudity, lesbian kiss, suicide, blood, crying and adultery. So I guess it is backfired a bit as a good way of finding films in which women are having a shit time. Also, bare-chested male comes up. So,
oh, right, okay.
Bit of light relief.
What other... do they have other letters? Do they have like J for...
A P for patriarchy.
J for heavily Jewish influenced film. And that's all films, obviously, because we run showbiz, Helen. We run showbiz. Thank you, Moses, for getting God to tag that onto the Promised Land contract. We run showbiz. That is why there are no Gentiles on this week's Bugle.
Moses would have a reality show if he was around now.
He'd probably have a wildlife show, wouldn't he? Because he had a little incident on a river, didn't he? Did he get eaten by a crocodile as a baby? I can't remember. Is this going to affect the way that people watch films, do you think? The new F rating?
Well, maybe men will be like, oh, I'm not watching that, it's got women in it. They might be empowered. What then?
Right. I personally don't watch any film that does not include an exactly equal number of everyone on the basis of gender, race, religion, sexuality, football team, height, degree of veganism, and political orientation. Well, not as a point of principle, just because I have children, therefore I no longer go to the cinema at all, or indeed anywhere else.
You only watch cricket, so I suppose there's an equal number in that there are 11 people per team.
Yes, it's very strongly equilibrial.
Yeah, in that only.
Yes. Now, there, you highlighted to me this week a very exciting gender flip film remake.
Yes. People were excited about Splash getting a gender flip remake. People were furious about Ghostbusters getting one. That's the world we live in. And now, Andy...
Saving Private Ryan? The Passion of the Christ?
That is just every day for us in your society. No, the 1987 classic Overboard. So now Goldie Hawn will be played by a man... And Anna Faris will play the Kurt Russell part. I don't know if you remember Overboard, Andy. I remember it was one of the first films I ever saw on a plane when we were going to visit our relatives in South Africa. And so it's pretty much the best film ever made. However, it does involve Goldie Hawn being a rich, horrible woman who falls off her yacht, gets amnesia. Her husband doesn't love her, so he doesn't claim her from the hospital. Kurt Russell is a carpenter who is angry because she hasn't paid him for building her a wardrobe. So he pretends she's his wife, takes her to his squalid home and makes her look after his children. And that is a romantic comedy in the 80s. So if you gender flip it, you basically get the film Misery.
Are you sure you're remembering the film, not our childhood?
Well, our parents didn't find love by building a miniature golf course together. More's the pity. Imagine what they could have done with our garden if they'd put more windmills in it.
God, if I had a pound for every time I've heard someone say that.
Have enough to build a miniature golf course.
Now, every International Women's Day is marked by a heroic quantity of men saying, what about International Men's Day?
When will men get their time to shine?
And also people saying, come on, it's worse in Saudi Arabia, therefore you should take your pay disparity and be happy with it. That seems to be another thing that comes up quite a lot on Women's Day.
Yeah, we're supposed to shut up because other people have it worse, but men... No, thanks.
Well, when we suffer on a daily basis with the burden of responsibility for all the millennia of unfairness we've inflicted on the world. It's very difficult.
Yeah, luckily, though, there is an International Men's Day. You get your day too.
Oh.
Rather than 364 of them. And it's 19th of November, our brother Richard's birthday.
Yes.
An international man himself.
Well, that's why he was born male, I think, wasn't it?
Almost certainly.
Has a woman ever been born on the 19th of November?
Never. Never. Not allowed. You just have to stay up there. I was born on Earth Day, which is why I come out covered in turf rather than a call.
God, I don't remember you coming out covered. I didn't see you probably for...
About 5 years.
A day or two. I think you'd been mown by then. So I think, Helen... There's been far too much conflict between the genders over the millennia, over the six or so millennia since God nicked that rib off Adam. And so I think we need to have, we need to prove one way or the other which gender is better and or worse by doing, working out based on the historical events of Men's Day and Women's Day, which of those 2 days has done more damage to the planet?
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Because, well, for a start, I mean, let's look at the great things that have happened on Men's Day, 19th of November. The Gettysburg Address.
Oh, that's a bad thing, though, because it's just a poignant reminder of a more optimistic time.
Well, I mean, you say that, but, you know, it's a terrific address. In terms of keeping it brief.
Got 4 stars on Chortle.
Yeah, because the guy before him had done 2 hours, I think. And someone was standing at the back saying, for f*** sake, get off, we've got Lincoln booked as the headliner. So we had to cram it all down into about 400 words. 4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Yeah, men, though.
Right.
Sod the other ones.
So, well, what have you got for Women's Day?
On Women's Day, 1952, Ronald and Nancy Reagan got married.
Right.
Bet they had a good time.
Right. Men's Day coincides with World Toilet Day.
Yeah. Do you see?
So, I mean, I don't know if there's any link.
I can't be bothered to make a joke about leaving the seat up. Right. That's just falling back on old stereotypes that I don't care for. Oh. See, that's what World Toilet Day gave us, boring jokes about toilet seats.
1916, Samuel and Goldwyn and Edgar Selwyn established Goldwyn Pictures, later part of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Yeah, but
MGM. And look at all the awesome films they produced.
Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, Basic Instinct 2,
Van Wilder,
Cutthroat Island, one of the biggest flops in all time, and Overboard.
Van Wilder, The Rise of Taj.
Showgirls.
Solar Babies.
Solar Babies.
An uninvolving and derivative dud, which coincidentally I had on my online dating profile. National Lampoon's Movie Madness. One review said, leave this one as history is intended, unknown, forgotten and detested by the unfortunate few who've actually seen it. But think of all the happiness those films have given to people, Helen, because of Men's Day.
Yeah, but on Men's Day 2004, the worst brawl in NBA history, Malice at the Palace. 86 games were suspended for the rest of the season.
Right.
And in 1984 was the San Juanico disaster, an industrial disaster caused by a massive series of explosions at a liquid petroleum gas tank farm in Mexico, and it blew up one third of Mexico City's entire liquid petroleum gas supply and killed up to 600 people and burnt nearly 7,000.
And you're blaming that on men?
Yep.
Well, on Women's Day...
Without men, I don't think we'd be so gas hungry.
On Women's Day in 1868... there was the Sakai incident, in which Japanese samurai killed 11 French sailors in the port of Sakai. So, on your woman's head, be that.
On Women's Day, Queen Anne got in as queen, and she negotiated the union between England and Scotland.
Right. And look how well that's going at the moment.
300 years. Also on Women's Day, 1495 was the birth date of the Portuguese saint John of God, the patron saint of booksellers, the dying, mental health, hospitals and nurses. All good causes.
He also died on Women's Day.
No, that's because they thought saints were born and died on the same day.
Oh, he didn't actually do it. It was a fake, was it? It was a tax thing.
TBC.
Right.
And 1931, the birth of the South African cricketer, Neil Adcock.
Well, it's a terrific fast bowler. One of the most underrated fast bowlers
Women's Day.
His mother was a woman, to be fair. But he was a terrific fast bowler.
Shared a birthday with Gary Newman and Gaz Coombs of Supergrass.
Also, on Women's Day... the Spanish Prime Minister, Eduardo Dato Iradier, was assassinated in 1921. Thank you, sisters. And in 1949, Mildred Gillars, also known as Axis Sally, was condemned to prison for treason. She was an American broadcaster employed by the Third Reich, Helen, in Nazi Germany to proliferate propaganda during World War II.
Oh, if you're talking about Nazi Germany, Andy, on Men's Day in 1943, the Nazis liquidated Janowska concentration camp, murdering at least 6,000 Jews after a failed uprising and mass escape attempt.
Well, thanks for raising the tone of this show.
And so it carried on. Do listen to the full episode 4020 now to hear more, available in all possible pod feeds. Thank you for listening. Now go and enjoy the latest edition of Tiff Stevenson's wonderful podcast, Catharsis.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.